This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Telephone call-in number, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And I've contacted Zeno Radio. And those are the people who bring to you the telephone listen line, which has been stuck on replay for about a week now, and I contacted them, and hopefully they'll have a chance to fix it today. And that telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us this morning. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning. Yeah, I don't know how to wind up the pitch like you do, but I sure like working with you.
Well, I love working with you too, Rick. Hey, I was telling Patrick, our engineer, about a video series. I try not to watch very much television. We do not have over-the-air television, so we don't have satellite, we don't have cable. And if we want to watch something, it's because we want to specifically watch it. And sometimes it's delivered via Netflix or it's a DVD that we borrow or something like that, or we buy after it's been around the block many times at the used DVD store. But we're interested in science, we're interested in history, and we're interested in future science, which would be called science fiction. And those are the things that primarily we watch. And one of the videos that we were watching is called Zoo, Z-O-O. And the premise is very interesting, and I haven't watched enough of it to fully understand what the series is about. But the main takeaway is, you know, animals seem to be dominated by humans right now. So, for example, my dog, Thomas Jefferson, is a large dog, an English Mastiff. And he likes his hugs, and he comes over, and he leans on me. And if I'm sitting down, he will sit right next to me. If I'm doing something on the farm near the house, he's following me everywhere I go. If I'm working on the solar array, he's lying down, watching, protecting me. So he's there. And the other dogs are there, too. And the cats are there. And so it's like a family adventure. Now, what would happen if all of a sudden these animals decided that, you know what, they've had it with us, and they're tired of watching and protecting and being dominated, and they decide that we look like food. And what would happen? And top to bottom, let's say we look like food to every animal, how we would survive? And the answer is, I don't think we can survive if that were the case. And I was telling Patrick that when I'm working the cattle, I'm out in the field with the cows, and there's 100, 150 cows, you know, in the field all around me, and I'm the curiosity, because, you know, they see me all the time, and they recognize me as, you know, a guy who lives on the same farm that they do. Everything's good, and but they don't trample me. But they could. They could at an instant. They could all decide, you know what, let's just run that guy over. and I wouldn't have a chance. They could outrun me. There's, you know, they weigh way more than I do, and they could kill me very quickly. Well, what would happen if the animal kingdom decided that they'd had it with us? That's an interesting thought. What would happen if there's a mutation? What would happen if this genetically modified food that we've been served up via Roy Blunt and Monsatan, what would happen if that turned the animals against us, the bees, the lizards, the snakes, the rats, the other rodents, the rabbits, the squirrels, the birds, and then, you know, just work on up in size, the dogs, the cats, the badgers, the fox, the coyotes. What would happen if they turned against us? I think they could wipe us out within a couple years. I mean, like 2 years. What do you think, Rick?
Well, what we need is some more science fiction. You know, the birds come to mind with Tippi Hedren and you're welcome. But
Alfred Hitchcock.
You said you're interested in science, and
yeah.
I have made an observation that physics, science, is the opposite of religion and is no more correct than religion. And it's a closed system, like a cavitation ball. And well, I'm going to explore this one moment with you because you're going to see where I'm going to try to go with it, and then you'll get the big picture. That everything starts with imagination. Science fiction. That's where it all begins, or religion. You have, somebody has an idea. They express the idea, Zombieland, and there it is. All of a sudden, rabies. The animals are attacking everything. Now, I watched Star Trek do their, you know, 3D printer before it was even conceptualized. You see it, science, there's, okay, I belong to a inner lodge, which is personal pathworking. That means that lodge, which is an inner lodge, is for personal development. It's not to try to do anything external, just trying to make myself more pure, like an alchemist. And guess what its motto is? It is the method of science with the aim of religion. And that is what pathworking is about. Balancing your two brains. And the universe that we're constructing now with all the weird things that are going on. You know, a friend told me, oh, yeah, the owners of Earth are, where all the missing money is, yeah, they're coming to pick up the rent. We're just visitors here. And epochs as a metaphor. And I, you know, what happened to Mars? And what's that Van Allen belt thing? And I am left with knowing that I don't know and probably will never know. I'm in the middle of writing right now. I love writing. Oh, by the way, I just need to do this. It's really important. Hello, Grace Thorne. We miss you here in Grants Pass. She came for 2 weeks, spent 6 weeks. Went home, and now we're trying to get her back. She makes everything here move better. I don't know why. She does. She helps Julie. She helps me. She's happier here, I think. And so I'm going to try to make enough money that I can finally think about buying my home for the first time. I love this home, and for sure it's going to go up on the market if I don't make an offer. And I have no money to make an offer. I'm destitute. However, I have realized my imagination is what's creating all of this, and so I'm practicing what I've tried to preach, and stay tuned on how this all works. I think I'm going to be able to change the movie, Millenniums. You and I were talking about Millenniums, and it's a tragedy. And if I have anything to do, part of my get out of jail is going to be around children. And I think that is our most valuable natural resource, our children. And there are total generations that are taken out because of the creepy music that they did with rap and gangsta. And now I wouldn't want to be a millennial. What do you think they're going to do for a career in fast food management? It's nuts. And the whole thing, we have something good like in Oregon going on. Here we have the marijuana. And now guess what? The big boys are stepping in and making rules to cut out smaller groups. And it's unbelievable. We have a county here where I live that is no GMOs allowed, and they're encroaching. Monsanto is not even welcome in Europe, and people are finally getting that part of it. But do you think that's going to stop anything? Agenda 21? Do you think they outthought us before we woke up? They passed the law. Your tax thing that you're doing with the state is it? Exhibit A. And I know there's going to be an accountability with the military gearing up right now for something creepy. I have no, they're at DEFCON 3 right this moment. Why? I don't know.
But you've raised a lot of questions, and as far as the young...
None of them have answers, Vincent. That's the bad news.
As far as the young people are concerned, I feel terrible about what we have allowed to happen. For example, I've mentioned this many times that I had a customer and a friend who owned a machine shop, and the young people would come and they'd want a job. They thought, well, you know, I can go work at the machine shop. Doesn't seem like it might be a lot of fun, but at least I get some money. Well, they'd go there. And the boss, the owner, would pull out a 6-inch ruler and ask them to show him 1 inch in 3/32nds. You know, where is that on this ruler? And they couldn't do it. And now right down the road is the high school. The high school is right down the road from this machine shop, literally walking distance. And yet the high school was not preparing a lot of students for work. Now, it used to be back in the 1960s and the 1970s that a young guy might quit high school early and go to work at the factory down the road. Now, it wasn't advised. It was thought that, well, maybe he could, you know, do better, earn more, learn more, that kind of thing, and have a better life if he stayed in school. I mean, that was the premise. But a lot of guys would just quit high school early and get that job at the factory. That can't, well, they had skills back then. They could estimate. They could find that 1 in 3/32nds on the ruler. Today, no. Why? Because we've allowed our schools to deteriorate to the point where we're not teaching very much that's important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with Rick. I just did a simple conversion during the break, and I converted 1 gallon of gasoline to kilowatt hours. And I looked it up on the internet, and so 1 gallon of automotive gasoline is about 36 kilowatt hours of electricity. I thought that was pretty interesting. The reason I did that was I was thinking about this car that I was next to yesterday. I was next to a Tesla, and my son and I were in my vehicle, and you know, this Tesla looked really pretty sporty and pretty racy. And I turned to my son and I said, "You know, we could race that Tesla, and I'll bet you, if we raced from here to Kansas City, Missouri, we would win because that Tesla wouldn't be able to make it that far." And, you know, because of run out of electricity. Well, so that made me think about how much electricity equivalent is there in a gallon of gasoline? About 36 kilowatt hours. So here's why I'm doing this. I've got this solar panel array that we just built, and it is about 45, a little over 45 feet long, about 13 feet tall. So it's fairly large, you know, for a home. And I'm expecting that I could get about 36 kilowatt hours out of that on a nice sunny day. Now, what I'm saying is, with that big of an array aimed at the right direction, I would get enough electricity to equal 1 gallon of gasoline. Now, if we extend that, what that tells me is that we do not have a grid that is of sufficient capacity to power a conversion of all the vehicles that are gasoline-powered and diesel-powered, like cars and light trucks, with solar panels. And the grid isn't capable of supporting charging all those vehicles as well. So I think we are being lulled into a false sense of security that, hey, there's an answer here. All we need to do is get everybody off gasoline and diesel and put them onto electric cars. I don't think it's going to work. You have any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I don't think that electricity is the direction we want to be going for power anyway. So there's that part of questions. You know, solar panels are becoming more efficient every day. They've got these new LEDs that are so efficient that they last forever. They don't wear out like a light bulb. Cause 90% of the heat is lost just, I mean, the power is lost just in the heating of the damn thing. And water has always, for me, held a fascination. And I look at the leading edge of a wave surfing with Hawaii 5-0. I was watching Hawaii 5-0, and I'm watching the waves when they're surfing. And I said, there's cold fusion right there. And just using the movement of celestial bodies like the moon around the earth, forming tides, and have a buoy going up and down, Nova Scotia has a 60-foot swing every day in the tides up in the north end of that island. And that's enough power to power the entire eastern seaboard with all their different nuclear reactors. The single buoys running the grid down. Mm-hmm. Now, I wondered why we went this way over that way. And it was because of weapons first, mm-hmm. and then money.
Yes.
You know, Edison. Well, I have to tell you, there's lots of different ways to do it. When I was in grad school, I watched a fork in the road happen with computers. At that time, the computers we had were relays working with and or systems, you know, this way or that way. And that was a monolithic circuit, and Corning had developed fluidic devices with chips stacked with Schmidt triggers that were impervious to gamma rays in outer space. It's a superior system. They were smaller. And they went Nor-NAND logic, which is object-oriented, and took 15 megs and 15 files down to half a meg, 3 bytes. Now, we decided to go in solid-state physics. Why?
Yeah, and what happened to Corning? I remember, I used to love to go to Corning.
Yeah, Corning was hot, like Sandia.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with his class. If you'd like to go to his Facebook page, docram.com, docram.com. And if you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, we were talking about Corning. Now, Corning was a big deal back in the 70s, as I remember it, and I remember going to the factory in New York.
Well,
60s. And even in the 70s, I remember going to their factory and in New York State, and it was really neat. And it seemed like they were on the cutting edge of a lot of things. And let me just give you one simple example. And that is they came out with some cookware. And, you know, we would heat things but in metal pans. But as microwave ovens started becoming more popular, they came out with a bowl with a little handle on it called a Grab It, Grabit. And you could put this bowl in the microwave oven, heat your soup up in it, and then you could pick it up by this little single handle, the Grab It handle, and that would not be hot, but the bowl and the soup would be. So, you know, for those that are heating in microwave ovens, it was a real boon. Well, that was just one simple thing that Corning did. They did a lot with optics and telescope lenses and so forth. And I think at the time they made the largest telescope lens ever at Corning. And it was a real achievement. But what happened? Where'd they go? What happened to Corning? You don't hear anything about them anymore.
Well, that's because somebody stole all of Tesla's hats. I'm kidding. It's a competitive world, and it's okay to have options in technology. I prefer that, and I wished we had developed both kinds of computers, because you can't take a normal computer into space. Speaking of which, you know, Elon Musk is planning this trip to Mars, and I'm still adamant by stating, even in 4 days in space, rather than 4 weeks or 4 months, they're going to be toast. And recent studies with rats, nothing survives because of gamma rays. That's the problem with space, and that's the problem with electricity in space using solid-state physics. It has what we call color centers, or lattice defects. And that's where your checksum error thing falls apart, and your body comes apart, being hit by gamma rays. Now, I don't get it, because they're all souped up about going to Mars now quick in a photon rocket, or whatever they call these things. And good luck with that.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying, Rick. I believe I do. You're saying that if we were to take the current technologies that we have, like in a cell phone, like in a computer, like in these computerized devices that we use now with silicon integrated circuits and chips,
they will
type
not
of memory,
survive more than a week or two in space. The mm-hmm. gamma rays cause lattice defects, and your chip starts to have color centers and defects in summing up information.
Okay, and we don't even have to go to space, outer space, or even inner space to figure this out. We'll just go to Fukushima and build a little robot and see how long it lasts with the gamma radiation.
That's a pretty straightforward thing. Imagine going down into galactic center. What kind of life form lives there? Probably black goo. We find everywhere in Fukushima and Chernobyl. It's creepy. I think we're being terraformed right in front of our eyes. I'm kidding. I just have concern about what's going on, and I'm appalled at the fact that I'm going to name some names. Carnegie Mellon came out with 36 peer-reviewed scientists saying that chemtrails was contrails.
Are you serious?
But that what? Is why science is getting a bad name. There's
36
no
scientists
anymore.
36 scientists sold
well,
out their reputation.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay. 34 scientists
said,
sold out their reputation.
Chemtrails are just chemtrails. They said it publicly in a document. What the? You know, how can they do that? It's appalling, and as a scientist, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for them.
Sure. Well, Norm Shealy talks about that in medicine. You know, there's...
Yeah, the opiate problem, you bet. That's the whole thing. Gave the license to doctors to make money. And the difference is, I remember when a doctor gave you first way your 10 o'clock appointment and you went in at 10 o'clock. Today, you go in at 10 o'clock and you're lucky to get in at 10:40 and he gives you only 10 minutes because he's seeing six people an hour. How's that work? Mm-hmm. It's a game.
Yeah, I got fired.
Yeah, medicine is in shambles.
I got fired by a doctor. Can you imagine a doctor firing a patient?
Well, it
happened to me.
When I first moved here, and I went out and picked the seventh day at best. I wanted a brand new doctor out of grad school. And he'd done his intern, and he was a Seventh-day Adventist, on the scripts. That particular individual wanted to send me to Portland for ketamine injections because he couldn't figure out what was wrong with my jaw. I ended up going to a chiropractor. He discovered something that even the military didn't know, that I had a broken neck when I was 4 years old. My neck got broken by my real father when he was attacking my mother. And I went in to defend her. Guy nearly killed me. And I have scar tissue, there it is. And why I had these problems. And this, my doctor, Seventh-day Adventist, was going to put me on ketamine. Reinhardt Institute. At least they closed that part down, and it's now outlawed. But you know what? That's what they do with opiates. It's a recurring cash register, you have to continue to do it. That means, and you have to go in every so often, so you get a visit as well to renew your subscriptions. Wrong. Wrong. I remember my father's doctor coming to dinner. What happened to medicine?
I went to see a doctor when I lived in Virginia. I'd bring my dad in, and there was a sign on the wall that said, you know, if you're late, there's a fee. If you miss your appointment, there's a fee. So I took a mental note of that, and I had an appointment with this particular doctor to see me on a Monday, first appointment of the day, and I showed up on time, and there was a little bit of light dusting of snow. Just light. I mean, nothing to speak of. And nothing that would impede travel in any respect. And I waited in the parking lot and waited, and no one showed up. So I called, no answer. Next day I called, and they said, oh, yeah, well, we closed because of the snow. And I said, well, no one called me to tell me that my appointment was canceled. And they said, well, you know, we didn't do that. We made an announcement, I guess, on some other form of media, but they didn't call to let me know. So I sent him a bill for the $25 that he would charge a patient for a missed appointment, because I figured I was there, and he wasn't. And he didn't notify me. And he was so outraged that I sent him a bill for $25 for him missing my appointment that he fired me. So that's okay, because he was a crappy doctor anyway. I mean, he really didn't know what he was doing. As a matter of fact, he was one of these young guys right out of medical school, and what he had to do was he would talk to a patient, and then he'd pull out this little cheat notebook and, a cheat sheet of a printed notebook to figure out what the symptoms were, so he could say, well, let's see, you have, oh, here it is. Here it is. And then he would pronounce the diagnosis. And that's what this guy did. So it was a really good thing that he was late for that appointment so that I could fire him. And he could fire me. But anyway, that's what happened. So, Rick, you know, I was thinking about humanity. And I was thinking about dependency on others. And it seems to me that we cannot get along in the current times without being almost fully dependent, if not fully dependent, on other people. People we don't even know. to survive. And what I'm talking about is, for example, food. How many of us grow our own food? Okay, bring us to the winter. How many of us grow our own food? Virtually nobody. Okay, so for food, we are dependent on people we don't know. For water, we're dependent on whoever works at the water plant, you know, putting the chemicals in and making sure the pumps are running and so forth. We're dependent on them. We're dependent on the power grid to run the pumps that pump water up into the water column, the water towers in our neck of the woods, so that we can have water pressure so that we can survive, you know, another day. So we've got food, water, then we have heat, we've got shelter, we've got energy, we've got jobs, we've got hospitals. I can't imagine surviving in today's society for most of us without being dependent fully on people we don't even know. And I think that is really disconcerting. Your thoughts?
Well, that's the problem with just-in-time services, with food and other kinds of utilities. You know, New York City, if the grid goes down, what do you think is going to happen to someone living in an apartment 17 floors up has to go to the toilet? How's that going to work?
Well, it's a lot better. Well, it will work for a while until the guys 40 floors up start flushing their toilets, and then it'll end up in the 17th floor. But the guys on the first floor, man, they get to find out what it's like first.
It's going to be creepy like
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I've got an announcement for you. Today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time, I will be Dr. Bill Deagle's guest on his broadcast right here on GCN. And so I'm going to be in the hot seat. So if you want to give us a call and put Vinny to task about preparedness, you're certainly welcome to do that. And that's during Dr. Bill Deagle's broadcast at 3 p.m. today on GCN. That was very kind of him to invite me. I have no idea why he did, but he did. Anyway, Rick, we were talking about our dependency on others. And I don't feel all that comfortable being dependent on other people, because I kind of feel that most people today are mercenaries, meaning they'll do it, whatever it is, as long as they get paid for it. And if they stop getting paid for it, they won't do it anymore. There's no altruistic motives, if you will, for people to do things, or most people to do things. So, for example, the store shelves get stocked because mercenaries are paid to stock the shelves. If they stop getting paid, they won't show up for work. And I think that as society deteriorates, it's going to be tougher and tougher for us who are dependent on others for all the things that we need. I think it's getting worse. I don't think it's getting better. I don't think people just show up and say, you know what, the grid's down, but let me walk into work anyway and, you know, make the best of this terrible situation. I just think they'll say, well, you know, I didn't get a call from the boss, so I'm not going in.
That's the difference between being salaried and paid by the hour.
Yeah, so how do we do you think humanity is spiraling down the drain? I do.
Well, parts of us are, yeah. Or they're not human, I don't know. It's walking your talk, and actually everybody's going to have to do it. That's the way it works. Whether you want to do it now or you want to do it next time around. Mm-hmm. It's got to happen. for the whole thing to happen, and I'm getting impatient because I want to go home. Well, that's the way I see it. Man up. Whatever.
When you say you want to go home, do you mean you want to go back to the night?
Reality of real life where we're all the same, not here, which is an illusion. I'm writing right now about lucid dreaming. You know that dreaming, certain dreams, have absolutely more reality than consciousness does. Now, how does that work?
I'm really glad you mentioned that, Rick, because
people are losing perspective on what it's all about here and why we're here. And it's not about money, trust me, and wealth, quality of life cannot be measured by materialistic goals, and money changes everything. I love Cyndi Lauper. But doesn't work that way. Can't buy yourself into heaven. And Mrs. Robinson, God's got a special place for her.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because for months now, I've been having these very lucid dreams.
Yeah, write them down in a diary. This is part of magical working. Once you start doing that, what happens next is you take control of your destiny. That is exactly how it works. It's dreams. That's why the Hopi and other primitive tribes see it as more real.
Well, these dreams, Rick, I don't know what they are. I really don't. When the second I wake up, I realize that they are disjointed. They are of scenarios that I have never imagined before. Never would I have put all these components together in one timeline. And yet, when I wake up, I am absolutely, positively worn out, exhausted from whatever I was doing. It was more than I could endure. And I guess I forced myself to wake up just before I end up killing myself from doing whatever I thought I was doing. That's what these dreams are like. It's like being in the ocean, I guess, and swimming to shore, and the shore is just over there. But you never get there. I mean, that's the equivalent of what I'm talking about. Exhausted, exhausted, beyond exhausted, trying to get there, and it's not reachable. That's what I'm talking about. Let's talk more about that when we come back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.